podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Andy almost gets trapped in Florida. I win an iPad, Noah reviews some Amazon Prime pilots, and it's another round of our worst movie ever tournament, Super Mario Brothers versus Master of Disguise. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Cock.
Cock.
Cock. Cock, 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 cock.
And scene. Welcome to Tancast.
Annie, let's continue the scene.
Stop it.
It's a good
Stop
one.
It.
No. We got it. We
scene.
Got improv.
Scene's
improv.
Over. Noah. The scene is fucking over. Stop the scene.
I'm not sure which one that is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the TN Tancast, and I apologize for these fuckers.
For the longest time.
They won't stop.
Whoa.
For the longest cock.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
Stop it.
I'm Ira Glass.
And he is the longest cock.
Ira fucking Glass.
On this week's episode... Our theme is Annoying Tim.
What do you mean this week?
Stay tuned.
People would have to tune in order to stay tuned.
Ah.
And why would they stay tuned if they open up the episode and the first thing is two ninny hammers singing cock over and over again while the one guy tries desperately to start the show?
Because that's comedy.
It is.
I'm going to send you both a dictionary with the dog-eared page for the word comedy.
Fine, I'm going to send you a cocktionary. Every word in it is cock.
I'm going to send Andy two dictionaries.
That was comedy gold, Andy. Good job.
Thank you.
Fuck this naysayer.
Three. Because you don't mean a thing? And this is what style you bring?
Whew.
You lost me.
Oh.
I was on board.
So 311.
And then we hit a bump and I just fell off.
It's okay, Noah. I'll grab onto your cock and save you.
Oh, Jesus.
I use my cock as like an extra arm and I grab shit with it.
Like a monkey.
Go meaty penis.
So, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
This is such like a white wine thing to say, but I got trapped in Florida this week.
Trapped in Florida.
Tell
the
us
new
more.
Novel from Danielle Steele.
It was...
We're your support group, Andy. Tell us more. How is it being a cis male?
It was warm. It was night. Well, actually, the day I left, it had rained, you know, thunder that night. It was some colder weather was coming through. But for the most part, while I was there, it was like, you know, high 70s, low 80s, sunny, gentle breeze.
Oh, that must have been hard.
We ate outside on the patio for dinner.
Oh my God! The food was delicious.
Hang on, let me do the inner monologue of everyone listening to this story right now. This is not the interesting part. Please stop talking about the fucking weather. Is this Weather Channel cast? No, I don't give a fuck. Dude, don't tell me about the humidity and the dew point and the fucking barometric pressure. Just fucking tell a story.
Don't listen to those naysayers, Andy. You go on. You go on with your bad self.
Thank you, Noah.
You go on with your bad story. You go on with your badass story.
You know what, Andy? 23.
And that's not like badass, like, you know, Samuel Jackson. It's bad, comma, ass.
14.
It's a bad ass story.
Thanks for jumping right in the middle of the number there, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt some bit of comedy gold that Andy was about to throw out? Don't worry. Just wait long enough. It'll come back again.
Tim, I was telling the listeners about how hard it was for me when I was stuck in Florida.
When? I missed that part.
You go on, Andy. It sounds terrible so far.
That's the joke.jpg. Anyways.
Joke.jpg?
JPEG.
You sent a picture of it?
Yes. You'll find it later. I mailed it to you. Oh,
you don't mail a JPEG?
Well, I did.
What's wrong with you?
So anyways, the South got hit by another winter storm. This time it was like an inch of ice followed by another 5 inches or so of snow, you know, just to insulate the ice. So flights were...
That still wouldn't bury Noah's cock. Nung.
Sure. Tim, we're off the cock thing now. Keep up.
Oh, so, when you guys want to stop talking about cock, we stop talking about cock, but let me bring a cock up, and oh, we're done with that. Well, guess what?
Tim's very surly today.
Now I'm annoying listeners and you. Cockity cock, cockity cock, cockity cock, cockity cock, cockity cock, cockity cock. Look at my cock.
So you just sang the Superman, so I would say that is definitely your way of getting a cock up.
Andy, and I think Tim's not getting enough attention right now. Tim?
I think so.
Tim? Tim, you want some attention?
Tell us what it was like being trapped away from your family in Florida.
Man, let me tell you. First of all, here's the thing. For the most part, the weather was pretty good. Like, there was some scattered showers in the afternoon with a high pressure point coming in from the south.
Fascinating. But please continue.
That was sort of mitigated by the fact that the humidity was off the charts, bitches. I don't know what to tell you about this humidity. Hang on. I'll get to the interesting part of the story in 3 or 4 days. But when I was there, I also noticed that there were many programs on the hotel television, some of which I did watch, some of which I didn't. Let me tell you what was on at 8:30 on every single channel.
Nothing. You done? You feel good? Feel better?
I feel pretty good. All
right.
I would feel a little better if either of you had laughed at that, but...
Tim, I was absolutely enraptured. I wanted to hear the rest of that story.
Me too. Me too.
All right. You put me in my place. Please. You feel like a bunch of big men? You really? Do you feel good? All right.
No, Tim, I'm not going to give you what you want. Deal with it.
I know you're not going to give me what I want, which is a story that is focused and to the point.
Okay.
Which is why I'm not going to give you what you want, a receptive audience.
I went to Florida again on business. Meanwhile, we knew it was coming, and Atlanta got hit with nasty, shitty weather. All of the flights in the south got canceled. I had no idea up until probably about 2 hours before my plane took off that it was actually going to take off, because it wound up being the first flight into Atlanta on my carrier. Made it home, drove home through some melty, slushy roads. Got home safely. Then the next morning, just to fuck with me a bit more, I needed to be at work super early, and everything had refrozen over the night, and I almost got hit on the way to work like 3 or 4 times. So I got to work late and stressed as fuck because of all of the near-death experiences.
That was quick, concise, to the point. I think Tim's giving you a slow cap.
No, he's giving me the slow speeding clap.
All right.
You can't tell, but I'm standing...
Woo!
I'm standing on my desk. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
So you did get stuck in Florida for a little bit.
I did.
And then you got home.
Yep.
I was going to say, because your text message said my flight tomorrow, and then a day, like, I think a whole day passed, and you're like, I'm still not out. Like you were on a layover in Tampa.
Oh, I couldn't get a direct flight. I had to take a flight that went through Tampa. So I was only stuck in Tampa for about an hour. And my return, my message back to you guys was, we're just in Tampa, and we're almost there, or something like that.
Well, on the 11th, you sent a flight that said every flight to Fort Lauderdale has been canceled, and then on the 13th, you said, I'm nearly home.
Yes.
But you said your flight was tomorrow on the 11th, yet you were nearly home on the 13th. Are you a spy, Andy? What's happening on that missing day? Are you fucking mad bitches?
Man, Tim's fact-checking your shit.
He's watching.
Tim, the maddest.
She will be when she hears this.
She made me laugh. I started coughing and choking. And for me, it was a callback. And for her, it was very upsetting. Because as I'm coughing and choking, I was like, tell my other wife I loved her.
What was that a callback to?
Every other time that somebody has said something funny in the last, like, month since I've had this cough, and I've been choking and dying, I keep telling them, you've killed me, tell my wife I loved her. Or something
to that
effect.
That's right, you do keep saying that.
Yeah.
He's setting up a joke there, buddy.
Yep.
Laying the groundwork.
It's like nothing. Never mind.
I'm shaving that joke's pussy.
It's like a thing I can't think of the word for. It's like that.
I love that thing.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing.
The thing is great. Unless you mean that other thing, in which case, fuck that thing.
Oh, that thing is terrible.
Yes.
In that case, I meant the first thing.
Oh, good.
Oh,
yes.
That's good then. We're good.
The thing that we all Sweet. Like, yes, we appreciate you mentioning your love of that thing, Tim, because it reaffirms our love also of that thing.
So do you always travel with Yoda?
No.
And may I put the picture of your Yoda in our show notes?
Certainly.
Okay.
No, I don't always travel with Yoda. I take a different small toy of my son's, and I take a bunch of pictures while I'm on the road, and then I will... text them back to my wife, or just like arrange them in a little album in iPhoto, and sort of tell the story of the trip that his toy had.
Does he appreciate that?
He does. He always finds it very funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So his little lamb took a trip. I think Tigger's gone on 2 or 3 trips. I think Winnie the Pooh was the one that went to Florida with me last time. Yeah, and Yoda came this time.
I thought it was Yoda before. I can't remember. I'll load earlier messages and find it.
No. Out. Or I can just look back through my iPhoto albums, and I can tell you who's been on every trip with me.
Nah, it's too easy. Let Tim keep loading.
I'll go look for like interesting places to take a picture. So like by a fountain, or like almost falling into a pool, or sitting in stage like it looks like they're enjoying my dinner, and people will stare. But I'm huge and bald and beardy, so nobody says shit.
Well, what would they say anyways? Like, even if you were a tiny little guy like Tim, like, what are they going to say?
Hey!
What you doing is weird. It's weird and confusing, and you need to stop it. You're confusing me.
Hey, weirdo. Little guy that looks like that millionaire. What are you doing?
Taking photos. Happy photos.
For my child.
My fucking kid.
Bring
joy to the... You want to judge me some more? Or you want to go back to your fucking business?
Mind your business.
Now you hush up while I bring joy to my child.
I may be a little guy, but I got a big dick and I'll pistol whip you with it.
Piss with them.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would really say anything. You know what I mean? Like, people like to keep to themselves, not really get involved. And especially if you're not hurting anybody.
Yeah. It's amazing to have carte blanche to be weird in public. It's kind of like being Tim for just a second.
Well, I mean, don't you think, like, it's a little sad, like, as adults you're not supposed to, like... act childlike and have fun. Like, people are like, what the fuck's wrong with that guy? It's like, I'm enjoying fucking life.
What's wrong with me? I'm not dead inside.
I'm doing my Leonardo DiCaprio haters gonna hate walk.
That is a good one.
Listen carefully. You can hear my heart whistling. Mostly it's because of all of the junk food I eat, but
it's holes in my heart.
There's some joy in that whistle too. Joy and cholesterol.
What happened to the picture that Andy sent? It's gone. You didn't send that picture before Christmas, did you? You might have. Let's keep looking.
One of my favorite haters gonna hate, for some reason, I don't know why, is the eagle. He's like, it's an eagle. I just found it.
Oh, is it just like strutting along the ground?
Yeah. I'm sure he's not strutting. He's just probably doing something natural. But it just looks like he's totally like, hey, what you want?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
And I will send it to all of us, so Tim now knows what I'm talking about.
And the listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Now there's a guy in a Batman costume. Not quite a full Batman costume. It's got the cowl, the cape, and the briefs on rollerblades.
Yes.
And that one's just weird.
Oh, I thought this was outside your window.
No, sorry, sorry.
Oh, no, just... there's a whole meme about haters gonna hate and a bunch of different photos that people have done that.
Yeah, I Googled it and looked at the images, and that's one of them. That's definitely one of them. Anyways, how was Tim's little tiny week?
Why is my week tiny?
I don't know.
It was the same 7 days fucking yours was.
Tim's week was a good size, Noah. A good size.
It was Tigger. Andy was right.
Okay, I don't think I sent you guys any of the pictures of the one from January, which I'm pretty sure was poo, but I'd have to go back and check.
And it was December 5th. That's why it was there before Christmas.
Ah, yes.
And now the listener's need for knowledge has been satiated.
No one cared. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Nobody cared. Nobody cares. Well,
if they didn't care about that, then we can just toss in a link to a random meme. Well, if my fucking computer would let me paste this meme link in, goddamn. Oh, sure. Now it's going to paste it like 4 times. Awesome. My computer just sits there. Wait, were you saying something? Were you hitting buttons?
Just one time.
Fuck. Well, yes, because I deleted all of the extras.
Sweetie, coming for
the booty. Yep, makes me laugh every time I see it.
Swiggity, swooty, I'm coming for that booty.
Yep.
It looks like it's broken. Like,
and its eyes look scary.
Yeah. That's the first time I realized that deer have, they got,
God.
Crazy goat eyes.
Swiggity, swooty, I'm coming for that booty.
If you actually swiggity look, swooty. If you just Google Swiggity Swooty, you will find a whole bunch of things, but the fawn one is my favorite.
And there's some actual booty. Whoa, that's a lot of booty.
Yeah.
Well, while they're with us stuck up in some swiggity swiggity booty, my week, I won an iPad.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Technically, this happened last week, but I didn't know about it until I showed up to work.
And now, in here, insert the link to the picture that won you the iPad.
Oh, yeah. So, you may remember a couple weeks ago we had
Yeah.
I'll tell the fucking story. Why don't you just calm down and look at your swiggity swooty booty?
Go ahead.
Oh. I thought you were going to chastise me or something.
You did not have to tell Noah twice to look at booty.
So a couple weeks ago, had our holiday party, and it was like 80s themed. And for some reason, they also decided we should all send our high school yearbook photos in. Even though I'm willing to bet an infinitesimally small percent of our company went to high school in the 80s. Like I'm pretty old, and I didn't even go to high school in the 80s. Like I can taste dirt, and I didn't go to high school in the 80s. And most of the people are younger than me. Most people are like, yo, man, remember 2006? Shit, that was crazy. Anyway, so I submitted my high school photo, which, as Andy instructed, I linked it just a moment ago. And so they picked the top 5 people. They said they were going to give 5 people an iPad based on their high school photos. So the party came and went, and nothing happened. I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't win. But apparently, last Friday at a company meeting, they pulled 5 names out of a hat. And mine was one of them. However, I don't work on Friday. So then I just show up. Like, there was no email sent out. There, nobody told me. I'm just sitting at my desk, and this person walks up and hands me an iPad. I was like, what's this for? They're like, that's yours. I don't actually have an iPad. Yes, you do. This is you get this now. What? Is this from the holiday party? Yep. All right, bye-bye. All right. Toodles.
And how did you find out the lock code?
Noah's jumping ahead in the story. So I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I have an iPod. I go to turn it on, battery's dead. I'm like, oh, well, I'll plug it into my computer while I'm working. I mean, it's the dead. They're like, okay, you're going to need to charge this for at least 20 minutes before it'll even show you that it's charging. So then it's slowly creeping up, and I'm like, all right, it looks like it's charged enough. I'm going to check it out. I swipe it to open, enter the lock code. I don't know what the lock code is. 1234. No. Well, I'm going to stop entering code so it doesn't get locked out. So I email the person who'd sent out the email about, like, you know, hey, send in your photo and then you could win. And I was like, hey, thanks for the iPad. I didn't even know I'd won it until it was handed to me. Quick question. It has a lock code. Do I ask you, or do you know who I should ask? And the person writes back, why don't you go ahead and bring it back, and I'll trade you for another one that hopefully doesn't have a lock code on it. I was like, great. Where do you sit again? Because I didn't really know this person, and it turned out the front desk. You see me every day. I was the one who handed you the iPad. You're a fuck.
That's what they said?
No. They said, front desk. I'm sure they were like, you don't know who I am, do you?
Front desk, same as always.
You've worked here as long as this long, and you've been writing to me back and forth, and you had no idea who you were talking to.
Been there, done that.
You should have been like, oh, you're that Bob Smith.
So they swapped me out for a new iPad that was both charged and passcode-free. And now I have an iPad and a Surface, and I store them together just so they fight while I'm asleep.
Yes! Do they fight, or do they try to make little iPod minis?
Would they make iPod minis?
Nanos?
Well, because one's Microsoft, one's Apple. Wouldn't they make some sort of hybrid thing?
I assume it's going to take after the mother.
Oh, all right.
Maybe they make little Linux things. Maybe they make Android. That's how Androids are born. There we go. Solving it.
All right. I've got my own little Android factory.
Excellent. I was just imagining all the little tiny Chinese children living in that box with them.
Oh, dear. So, I would say in some ways the iPad is better, but in some ways the Surface is better. So I have both. Yay for me.
Very good.
Good job, Tim.
Yep. See which one can bring you porn faster. That's really the true test.
You're winning at life.
Awesome. I now have the iFecta, the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod. Uh-huh. I didn't buy any of them.
That's how you do it.
That is funny.
In fact, I'm on iPod 3, and I've still never bought any of them. I'm not iPad. iPod. Did I say iPod?
Yeah, you said iPod.
Yes.
Okay. One iPod is now permanently my son's. That was my present. One iPod was a Christmas present, and another iPod was a replacement Christmas present when I dumped water all over iPod number 2.
Oh.
You shouldn't do that.
Well, at least you didn't take a number 2 on iPod number 1.
Oh, so I shouldn't do that.
No. Try to avoid it.
Let me make a quick note of that.
Let me note it.
Spill water on iPod. Fucking duh. All
right,
got it.
Okay, so Tim, what you really should do is get something like a chisel and just go ahead and carve that right into the surface so that while you're looking at it, you can see the instructions.
Oh, I thought you meant of me.
Oh, yes. Carve it into the surface of yourself. You know what? Actually, get a very small chisel and carve it into your own the lens of your eye so you just see it everywhere.
God damn.
Oof.
You know I don't take eye punctures very well.
I just realized what I said and who I said it to. It was just sort of coming out, though. Kind of like Noah's penis.
I need some sort of laser machine that does it for me quickly. Like the light shows at the planetarium.
Yes, the planetarium.
Well, that's enough of me. How was your week, Noah?
Excellent. Moving along. No, I won nothing.
Oh. Did you lose anything?
What was that?
Did you lose anything?
Nope, didn't lose anything, didn't win anything, so I'm even.
Excellent.
So you're net neutral.
Very good.
I'm trying to think. Oh, so I watched. Did I talk about watching any of the Amazon pilot shows last week?
No.
You said you were going to, but. Or no, we talked about it or something. I don't know.
Okay, I watched three. And. So I watched The After, which is the new Chris Carter. Is that right, Andy? The guy who did X-Files?
Yes.
And then I watched.
You also could have asked Tim.
Bosch. Were you an X-Files fan, Tim?
Meh. But I know who Chris Carter is.
Okay. And then I watched Transparent. I think of all of them, Bosch was my favorite. A lot of people like Transparent, and I can see why. Like, it's interesting. It's kind of a dark, I guess, comedy? Yeah, definitely a dark comedy.
I guess comedy? Fuck it.
I mean, I laughed when the old lady died, but I do that anyway.
I didn't find it particularly like, it's not like laugh out loud, like, oh my god, that's hilarious. It's just like, oh, that's awkward and kind of funny, I guess. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It just, I don't know if it's for me. And then the after was the weakest of the group. I mean, it'd be interesting to see where they go with it, but it just was not a strong first episode. So that one is like some disaster's happening, and this group of people get stuck together, and then they find out. And so, like, you know, it seems like the world's ending. Like, stuff is crashing, people are going crazy, and they're on the run. And then they find out they all have a connection, which is they all have the same exact birthday. These people that are, you know, seem to be stuck together. And then, like, and you don't really find out. I mean, obviously, you don't know what's happening at the first beginning of the episode, but there's, like, something supernatural happens at the end. And then it ends. And you're like, oh, all right, well, I'm not sure what's happening here. It was weird. And Bosch is like this guy. He's hunting down a serial killer, but he's also on trial for killing somebody that, you know, might have been armed or was not armed. You're not quite sure yet. And Transparent is a family drama, and there's a reveal that I won't talk about, but yeah. So I would watch Bosch. Maybe Transparent. You might like them. You can skip the after. Unless they renew it, or pick it up.
So this has been, watch this, or not that, probably, maybe.
I mean, I don't think the after's going to win. And
okay.
I think that's it for my week. not really, like, exciting things happened.
It's all right, baby. You don't got to have something exciting happen every week. You're not a superhero.
Oh, I did start watching Looking, which is a gay... It's a show on HBO about these gay males living in San Francisco, and it's filmed in San Francisco. And they film at this house. Well, part of it is filmed at this house that's like maybe a block and a half away from me.
So you're always going over there to see if you can get in the background of shots?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, right here. So it's interesting. Like in the second episode, I saw a scene of them walking out of the house. And then
you should film yourself trying to get on that show and post it as Looking for Looking.
That's a little funny.
Make it a thing, sir.
You should create a bunch of people in your neighborhood that do it, and you should call yourselves the Looky Loos.
Or I should post some creepy picture and go, Looky, looky, I want that nookie. So yeah, that was my week. I haven't seen movies. I want to see Lego Movie.
Me too. I'm about 4 hours from seeing the Lego Movie.
I've heard good things.
Skibbledy, I heard a story that Fox News called it anti-capitalist, and I said, "Fucking, they are just trolling us now."
I got treated to a montage of Fox people freaking out about Facebook's new gender settings.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I changed my setting to cis male.
I thought it was so funny that, like, we were just talking about that whole, you know, cis and trans and gender identity and whatever on the last Tancast. And I just changed my gender literally while we were talking to cisgender man, cisgender male, cis male, and cis man.
Well, you can pick more than one?
Oh, yeah. I'm strongly considering putting all 51 options in.
I'm every woman. Is that one? Because that would be awesome.
You know what? Because it looks like a text box, I tried to just put in my gender as Batman, and it wouldn't let me.
Oh, right, because you type custom, and it starts coming up with options. And you just, once you do one, you can type another and another and another.
Yeah, yeah, you can keep tagging, but it has to be from one of the ones that they give you. So right. It's not like I can put in cisgender man and then right after it write Wonder Woman, which I also did try to do just now.
Now, it also begs the question, like, if you're going to do 50, which is a lot, a big spectrum, like, why not just do whatever? You know what I mean?
Well, let's not get ridiculous, Noah.
Noah, for the very simple reason that Facebook exists to sell you to advertisers, and they still need to be able to categorize you somehow.
Andy got real.
Oh, yeah. Andy got factual.
Everything is satisfactual.
That is so fascinating because, like, on one hand, like, people are like, oh, Facebook is so progressive. But if you think about it from the advertisement side, they can even, like, pigeonhole you even more. Like, you know, this is what cis males like. This is what transgender, you know, women-like. Like, and so it's just another marketing tool.
I really am going to put every single gender on mine and then go back to not visiting Facebook ever so that they can learn that the things that everybody likes is not visiting Facebook.
Way to fight the system.
Can we start the worst movie ever round before we run out of time?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Worst movie ever!
Who's going first?
Let's see. Well, do you have a good one?
I don't know. Maybe. So, Super Mario Brothers the movie.
They're brothers. They're plumbers.
Oh, no. Mario! Luigi!
They're on the trail of a kidnapped princess and a mystical meteorite.
It's incredible!
That gives anyone who possesses it the power. Rule the universe.
Get me the rock!
Come and get it, lizard breath!
Super Mario Brothers. This ain't no game.
Oh, damn! This is gonna be tough.
I've never seen it. I just watched it. I watched half of it. No. Listen. I watched half of it last night and half of it this morning. Yeah, I'm now. I hadn't seen it before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tim's in the same boat.
One of the downsides of this is I'm having to watch a lot of crappy movies.
And I got
like, oh, yep, this does suck. I'm glad I sat through it.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, Super Mario Brothers wasn't that bad. Like, I mean, it wasn't good, and like they really tried to, like, kind of pigeonhole, like, a bunch of different, like, Super Mario Brothers lore into it. But, yeah, it just wasn't a good movie. Like, so, it starts off, and, like, it has some crappy animation, which is, like, was made in 93. So, you know, maybe they couldn't do better. And instead of, like, the meteor hitting the Earth and killing all the dinosaurs, it creates a parallel universe where, I guess, dinosaurs still exist, but they evolve into, like, these humans, but that aren't quite humans, because when they shake their heads, they rattle. I don't know what's going on with that. and it's just, like, this dystopian, futuristic place where, like, for some reason, like, cars drive with, like, those little things off that would connect to wires normally. Like, basically, they're on a grid. And the whole world is covered in fungus. Which is actually kind of interesting because one of the biggest organisms in the world is a big mushroom. But it's not like mushrooms that you think. It's just kind of like this.
For listeners, Noah means our world, not the movie world.
Yeah, sorry. I was switching to real life. It's not like mushrooms like you think. It's just kind of like this film that covers everything. But people keep referring to it as a fungi. Well, mostly Luigi and Mario. Bob Hoskins.
Hey, that's a fun guy.
Bob Hoskins as Mario, very good. He looks like Mario. So like they try to like so they're trying to save Princess Daisy, which I didn't realize is actually a princess in the game. Like I was like, well, why didn't they just use Princess Peach? And then I Googled Princess Daisy. I'm like, oh, she actually is a character in the game that was introduced later.
Yep, Mario is a cheating whore.
So
didn't Princess Daisy end up with Luigi?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah.
In the game.
Yeah, but you know what? Mario banged them both first, so.
End of the movie.
Oh, spoilers! Well, now we don't have to watch Super Mario Brothers.
Were you really going to?
Well, Tim, if that's
already... It was
already,
on my Netflix queue.
If that's already ruining your day, Tim, this is really going to piss you off. You can only save 10 custom gender identities on Facebook.
Damn it. Why continue? I'm going to hang myself with my microphone wire. You guys can keep talking.
All right.
Oh, so Princess Daisy is born out of a
out of
meteor.
Wedlock?
A what?
Out of
She's
wedlock?
Born out of a meteor.
A meteor, like a rock. And she has this little...
How did she become a princess?
I guess she was... Because her father was a king.
And he comes meteors? How did that...
I don't know. Like, it was more like a stone... You know, it was like an egg, but it was a stone egg.
All right.
I don't know why. But she has this stone that Koopa, King Koopa, wants to get to... complete this other meteor that will bring the worlds together, and then he can rule them, I guess, is his goal. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. And he can devolve people and evolve people. So, like, he can make you into these big dinosaurs with little heads, but you have human bodies. And there's... So, they try to bring in Bob-ombs, which, for some reason, the fungus thing keeps trying to hand to Mario and Luigi. Like, this little string will drop down, and there's a little tiny Bob-omb in them. They had jump boots to kind of, like, this is how we jump. And the power for the jump boots is those bullets that come out of those big guns in the game that have faces on them.
Bullet Bill.
That's the power for the boots, and so he's really tiny.
Okay.
And what? It's just the acting wasn't good, and it didn't really work. I can't say it was horrible. It just wasn't that good. It's like, I see what you're trying to do there. I appreciate it. I see, like, you had the whole mushroom thing, and you're to bring in mushrooms. Uh-huh. You had, like, dinosaurs to kind of, I guess, go with the fact that Koopa is whatever he is. Or that was even... No, it's Bowser. The Koopas are the...
Well, Bowser's also referred to as King Koopa.
Okay.
As we discussed very early in the world of Tancast. Like, one or two episodes in, and then we had Jeff on to let us know that Bowser and King Koopa are the same person. Bowser, not Bowser. I mean, you can call him Bowser if you want to.
What's up, Bowser?
So, yeah, I guess, you know... That's why they're set in the dinosaur world. I don't know why they came up with that. They had the jump boots. So Celeste, there was a scene with the Bob-omb. Mario has one. He winds it up, and, like, everyone clears out. Like, it's going to be the hugest explosion ever. He just stands there, and the Bob-omb goes on forever, somehow comes back, blows up King Koopa. And it wasn't really that big of an explosion. Like, if you were right over it, like, it would have hurt, but that's all it hurt. Like, people didn't need to run away. Yeah, I can't say it was the worst movie ever. I don't know what you got, Tim, but it just wasn't just very good. It was just like, oh, that could have been better. I see what you're trying to do. I appreciate it.
For the listeners who want to hear more about this movie, the podcast How Did This Get Made did a pretty funny episode about it, episode 47. Check it out.
Good to know. What did they think about it?
They didn't like it. That's the whole point of their podcast is movies.
Well, right.
Like.
But I assume, like, there's things they don't like more than others.
They make fun of everything. they go through the whole movie. They show they play clips. They make fun of how, like, I can't remember one of them. I think there was one of them who hasn't played the game ever, and so she's like, "Wait, so is this in the game?" And they're always like, "No, that was not in the game."
Yeah,
like,
most
has nothing to do with the game.
Most of the stuff does not have anything to do with the game. They do, like, put little things in there every once in a while. You're like, "Oh yeah, I remember that from the game." And I'm sure even if, like, maybe if you know even more about, like, the Mario Brother lore, like, maybe you could pick even more stuff out. One thing was weird is, like, they didn't get into their costumes until about two-thirds of the movie in. And there's even one scene where they're dressed up in these, like, nice suits, and Luigi has a red coat on, and Mario has a yellow coat on. I'm like, this would be a perfect time to put Mario in a red coat, Luigi in a green coat, or blue coat.
Nah.
Like, no better time than that.
Well, then at the very, like, you know, towards the end they find, like, these plumber costumes, and then they, you know, then they're Mario Brothers.
Wait. They weren't plumbers from the beginning?
They were plumbers. They just didn't have a
plumber.
But they
didn't have plumber costumes.
The ones that they're in the game. Like, they had, like, their plumber outfit, but not the, like, the red and blue.
With the overalls.
Green. Yeah, exactly.
Because it would have been totally unrealistic for them to have been dressed in those costumes from the beginning. They had to discover them over the course of their adventure.
So this
is
the thing.
Because, Tim, that isn't even their final form.
They were trying to find a real way to kind of make Mario Brothers exist, right? Which, you know, it's like, so how do we make this movie somewhat realistic, but also fit in all this weird stuff, mushrooms and jumping really high and...
I know, we'll hit the earth with a rock and then magic.
They should have just started in the Mushroom Kingdom and been like, you know, look, we're here. Let's just get it. You know why you're here. I know why you're here. Let's stop apologizing and just get it going.
So you think,
it shouldn't
you
be
think...
Mario Begins.
So you think they should just accept that that's a real world and just start it off there?
Yep, Bob Hoskins exactly. Should have just woken up one morning. Oh, sorry, Tim. I could tell you.
Sorry, I'm on a delay. A horrible delay, so I apologize.
I was just going to say Bob Hoskins should have just woken up one morning, stepped outside, been like, hey, there's talking mushrooms, fucking deal with it, and continued on with his day.
Oh, and there's one scene where they slide down a pipe. which that was iced over. I'm like, all right, I see what you're trying to do there, trying to bring in the pipe.
Did they make a pew,
did they
pew,
go
pew?
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I don't think they did.
Fail.
I mean, yeah, the movie failed on a lot of levels.
They should be taken out and shot.
I think Bob Hoskins said it's the worst movie he's ever worked on. Or am I been Dennis
Hopper? I think his kids asked him why he bothered to make that movie or something like that. Or
what's funny though is Bob Hoskins' kid. He likes movies. Like, you know, it's not bad. Oh,
what are you gonna do?
And at the they totally set up for a sequel, and then at the there's even a after credit scene. Like before that, I think that
where
was even
Samuel
really...
Jackson says, "I want to talk to you about the Plunger Avengers." Plunge Avengers.
Before I even think that was really a thing, and so there's like these two henchmen in the movie, and like these two Asian businessmen are talking to them about making a movie about their adventures. Oddly enough, those two got evolved, and they didn't really become that much smarter. They just used like bigger words.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they still screwed up a lot. It didn't seem that much more intelligent. And so I was like, all right, I don't know what the point of evolving them was. But they come out and just start saying big words. Like, oh, now I'm saying big words. Now this signals I'm smart.
Ah. Indubitably.
They might have used that one. I'm pretty sure they did.
Probably.
So that's my movie, Super Mario Brothers. I would give it a 3 out of 10.
A 3?
<All right. laughs> Worst movie in the world. You can't bring a 3 in here.
Uh-uh. No.
Yeah, I don't think it's the worst in the world.
Crack did an article called 4 Bad Movies That Were Hilariously Sure of a Sequel, and number 4 was Super Mario Brothers. They were like, they're movies that ended with a like, oh, here we go again, we'll see you at the next one. And then their movies were so bad, there was no chance they were going to get a sequel.
Like, what were you thinking?
Like, if you think about it, like, it's not a bad idea for a movie. Like, if you just think about, like, as a movie, like, if you were to view this movie in a comic book, like, these two plumbers go to this dinosaur world, like, I feel like there's a way you could make it a good story.
But this wasn't it.
No, yeah. This was not it.
Noah, let me give you some context here. I just pulled up my IMDb rankings. These are movies I gave a 3 out of 10. Hoodwinked, Firewall, Batman and Robin, The Village, Wild Wild West, Be Cool.
I would say Mario Brothers is on par with Wild Wild West.
Wow. Well, Noah's going to lose this time. Tim, what's yours?
All right, this was from a listener suggestion on Facebook. Several listeners, actually. You know what? I should find out specifically who said it. I was like, hey, I'm trying to watch some crappy movies, but none of them are streaming. Can you give me some streaming movies that are crappy that I can watch on the old Netflix? And at least two people suggested Master of Disguise.
In a place of mystery. In a world of magic. One family's extraordinary power to change their appearance will be left in the hands of one man.
I'm going to be a master of disguise. I'm going to be a master of disguise. I'm going to be a...
The master of disguise.
I think it's time for you to go.
This is what you're doing. This is what I want you to do.
Did you just tell me to shut up?
Yes.
Starring Dana Carvey and Brent Spiner. Star Trek's Data.
Dana Carvey. Oh, by the way, Ellen Page is gay. Just throwing out there.
I watched that. Man, like, you can hear her voice shake at the beginning. Like, you can tell. I mean, obviously, you know the punchline, well, the reveal now, because it's actually, like, every link to it is like, Ellen Page comes out. But yeah, if you were actually watching her deliver that, she would just seem, I think, like super nervous and super unsure of herself right up until the point where she says it.
It's a big thing.
It is.
And she's cute.
She is. You know. She's adorable.
So I don't know if I'm more or less likely to talk her into a three with my wife now, but it's out there.
Okay, so Matt,
by the way,
this guy's...
it was Kiki and Jess who suggested it.
Maybe just talk her into banging your wife and you can sit in the corner and jerk off.
And cry. All
right, well.
You gotta cry.
And wear a fez. You gotta wear a fez.
You gotta cry, wear a fez, and jerk off.
All right, a lot of rules. So Kiki suggested Master of Disguise, and Jess seconded it. And so That is why we are talking about it. Although, why in an old email about the Cinequest Film Festival is Master of Disguise coming up? Did they show this at Cinequest?
Huh.
Maybe they had Dana Carvey there.
Maybe Master of and Disguise are somewhere in this email.
Tim, you need to quit masturbating. I knew it was you. You were wearing a disguise, but I could see right through it.
Oh, but he looks like a turtle, Tim. That looks good.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the worst fucking scenes in the movie. Like, okay, so the plot of the movie is there are these people called the Masters of Disguise who are really good at disguising themselves. And so they do things to, like, they stop burglaries and help people. It's not really clear, but there's some sort of elite disguising force that works on their own. And they disguise themselves. And one of this guy decides he doesn't want this kind of life for his son. So he raises his son not to do that. And his son is Dana Carvey playing an idiot. Just, and, like, it's just, like, as soon as the character talks, it's like, fuck, I have to listen to this voice for the entirety, and, like, you're so grateful when he starts doing impressions, you're like, okay, he's not doing that voice anymore, he's like, hey, I'm a guy, this isn't my name is, oh, what is his fucking name, something like Ravioli or something, like, it's something totally stupid like that.
I would have characterized it more as a fuckwit than an idiot, Tim, but yes.
Anyway, and so, but then his dad gets kidnapped. Oh, so at the very start of the movie, his dad, disguised as the actual Bo Derek. The amount of celebrity cameos in this thing is wholly depressing. Steals something from Brent Spiner, and then Brent Spiner goes to jail. So then, when 20 years later, I guess, Brent, and so we're supposed to believe Dana Carvey is 20 in this movie, and no. Brent Spiner breaks out or gets out of jail and then kidnaps Dana Carvey's dad, the Master of Disguise. And so to get him back, Dana Carvey's grandfather has to teach Dana Carvey how to be a Master of Disguise to go get him back. And then he takes on his hot, hot assistant who somehow falls in love with him in the middle of the movie for no goddamn reason.
Because, like, he's a Master of Disguise.
Well, he can't disguise how shitty this movie is. Like, she's like, he's weird, I don't want to have anything to do with you, I don't even know if I want this job, he's weird. One scene later, I think I'm in love with him. What happened? Why? Nothing.
He's so charming, Tim. Charming.
He was not charming.
He was so charming.
He's charming like a turd is charming.
My turds are pretty charming.
My turd on Friday was not charming.
Oh, I had one the other day that I was like, oh, man, I know this is going to clog the toilet when I flush it. I don't even know why I'm bothering to press this handle.
Oh.
I might as well just go get the plunger now.
Oh, I knew I wasn't going to clog anything because mine came out of me like a shotgun. I was like, they are never going to get this toilet clean. I am glad I'm at work.
I was at home. Anyway, so then the turtle thing, like, there's this place called the Turtle Club where they're trying to track down Brent Spiner. And so his brilliant idea for a disguise is to dress up like a turtle to get into the Turtle Club.
I love it. It's genius.
So,
and of course, it doesn't work. It's just the fact that he has the hot assistant, and the hot assistant flirts her way in. Like, Dana Carvey was completely unnecessary.
So, like
the hot
assistant
could have just gone in, got out the information, and left. Like, because everything Dana Carvey did just fucked shit up.
All right. Did he look like a turtle, like an actual turtle, or was he kind of like Mitch McConnell?
No, he looked like a turtle.
Huh.
I mean, not exactly, but he had like a green suit
on.
No,
I'm trying to think of how dissimilar he looked from Mitch McConnell, and not a ton.
Okay.
If Mitch McConnell was bald and had an actual shell, that would be him.
All right. Good to know. Well, I mean, now we know who to cast as Mitch McConnell when they're making the movie of his life.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just the impressions are just so fucking forced and random. Like, oh, this is just a chance to get Dana Carvey to do his like Saturday Night Live impressions that he didn't get a chance to do in a movie. So like, and now he's disguised as this, and like he disguised himself as Scarface for no apparent reason. And then he, like, sings a song as Scarface, and that's when she falls in love with him. Like, you were up there as Scarface? She didn't say that, but she's like, you were up there, and I was like, wow, he can do anything. What? What? He can do one of the most easy impressions ever? Like, what is he going to do next? Jack Nicholson? Fuck, it's not hard.
Tim, show me your Scarface.
every time you come here, you say hello to my little friend.
That was terrible.
Hey, fuck you. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you say, fuck Noah.
Then you say,
hey, you
sound a little Jewish when you do it.
L'chaim. Ooh, Mazel Tov. Dreidel, I made you out of clay.
Okay, you're right. It's starting to fall apart.
Like Russian.
Say
hey, Dreidel, I made you out of clay.
Say hello to my little foreskin. Say goodbye.
Sally, the only time I laughed at this movie was a fart joke. And it's a running fart joke. Anytime Brent Spiner does his evil laugh, he's interrupted by himself farting. He's like, and then he'll just have this awkward look on his face like, fuck, I just farted. And that, for some reason, that cracked me up. And it happens like 7 times throughout the movie. Like 3 times is usually typical for a callback like that, but it happens like 7 times, like, and he's like, eh. And then like the very end of the movie, he's like laughing and running away. It's like, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the only funny thing in this movie. And to make it worse, it gets to the end credits and there's like outtakes. And deleted – and, like, some deleted scenes. And, like, there was a whole separate shitty movie that apparently got cut out. Like, holy fuck, this even could have been worse.
Like, wait, what?
Like, there was – like, there was more – there was scenes that didn't end up in the movie that, like, you could tell there was, like – there was much more to this movie that should have – that got cut out that looked even shittier. I was like, oh, my God.
I was going to say, don't use the word should have.
Man, I want to know what that was.
No, you don't. You don't ever.
I do.
Okay, well, it's watch it on streaming, and then beg for that hour of your life back, hour and a half, whatever it is. So that was like 18 minutes in. I had mentioned it last week. I was like, I want to eat my own eyeballs to stop watching this movie. Although I can't say for certain if it's worse than Super Mario Brothers, but I also wouldn't give it like a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10, but I don't think I can give it a 3 either, so it's got to be a low 2.
Well, so here's the thing, right? It's kind of like, is it Master of Sky is worse because, like, it's just a movie, right? Like, it's like there's no pre-art that you're, like, expecting. I mean, except that it has Dana Carvey, and you're like, I hope he does something good and funny. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, Super Mario Brothers, like, I'm sure, like, so many people are let down. Like, I'm sure someone said you ruined my childhood.
Well, according to the trivia on IMDb, it's worse than that. This is the first feature film to be based on a video game.
And how many more have we had? We had Doom.
Hollywood didn't learn its lesson.
Too many.
Oh, I'm sure one of the other ones will make this tournament.
Uh-huh. Has there been a good movie based off a video game?
I feel like some people will argue for the first Tomb Raider, and then I will tell them to shut up.
Yes. That's horrible.
Some people will probably argue for the Resident Evil series. I will also tell them to be quiet.
I would say the first Resident Evil movie wasn't great, but it was a decent, like, zombie kind of movie.
Meh.
Wow. So I just tried to look up for ones that got theatrical releases. There are a shit ton of Pokemon movies that got theatrical releases in Japan and nowhere else. So here's a list. Oh, it's kind of long. But I'll start naming some of the earliest ones. You can tell me if any of these were good. Super Mario Brothers. Well, we're there. Double Dragon.
Woo!
Oh!
That guy's like, I know what's next.
As soon as I said that, I was like, shit, that's going to be on the list next week, and I got to go up against it. Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
Mortal
Street
Kombat
Fighter.
Was decent. Mortal Kombat Annihilation. For a crappy, like, popcorn movie, Mortal Kombat was not horrible.
It was not bad. It was not bad, Tim.
What? Yeah.
Mortal, like, Kombat Annihilation. That was awful.
Like, if you think about, like, the game and the movie, like, they stuck pretty close to the game.
Yeah.
Because there's no fucking plot in the game, which is why it's a shitty movie. Like, you, come here. Fight.
Tim, look at the history of games or not games, of films that are centered around some sort of martial arts tournament.
No, I will not.
How does the original Mortal Kombat stack up in that family? I would say pretty
I don't
well.
Know.
Wing Commander.
We need to vote on this one and get out of here because we're running long.
Okay.
And video game movies, generally bad.
Yes.
And who wins? I'm going to stick with Master of Disguise because even though I haven't seen Super Mario Brothers, it didn't make me want to eat my own eyeballs.
I'm sticking with Super Mario Brothers.
So now I'm torn because I actually made it all the way through Master of Disguise. Granted, I was a kid. I think it was like, when did that movie come out?
I don't know. What was the darkest day in human history?
Oh, shit. I wasn't a kid. Holy crap. I must have been drunk. That's a good game, though. Drunk or kid, when you're making bad decisions and watching shitty things. So Master of Disguise came out in 2002. So, yeah, I must have been in my mid-20s when I saw it, because I saw it on TV or HBO or some shit like that. Super Mario Brothers came out almost a decade before that. We were in high school. It came on at somebody's house. It was on HBO or something like that, and I couldn't sit through it. It was that, like I made it through Master of Disguise somehow. Then again, I must have been drunk. But, oh, God, like, just everything about Super Mario Brothers is shitty. It's like the plot's nonsensical. Like, the idea of, like, evolving and devolving all the people is, like, fucking nonsensical. The premise. But, God, I mean, okay, I gotta give it, I'm going with Master of Disguise because it was so sad. Because Dana Carvey had such a promising career, and then it was Master of Disguise, and then it was nothing but illness for, like, a decade.
I want to be your Master of Disguise. I want to be your Master of Disguise. I want to be your Master of Disguise. That's a line in the movie. I'm not just saying that.
That's, yeah, okay. Tim, you could have led with that and solved that for me. But, yes, Master of Disguise gets my vote.
Master of Disguise wins. Fatality.
So I get to judge when you guys come up with something next week.
Yep.
Excellent.
All right, I got something.
Oh, we have.
I'm already prepped for. I've already started watching some crappy movies, and if one of you guys picks it, that's fine. But White Chicks is on Netflix streaming, so I plan to watch that in the near future.
Tim, I'm not going to steal that from you, because I'm not going to make myself watch White Chicks in the next week.
I want to be your Master of Disguise. Okay.
Maybe if I was snowed into Florida again, I might bust that out.
I want to be Master of Disguise.
All right.
Oh, and Jesus Christ, Hollywood, stop fucking making video games into movies. Because Mortal Kombat has the highest Metacritic score. At 58 out of 100. And if
wow.
You go by Rotten Tomatoes, Final Fantasy The Spirits Within has the highest fresh rating at 44%.
I would say that there's been some original movies that have not been bad. Like, there was an anime Street Fighter movie that was actually pretty good.
Well, I'm not looking at direct-to-video stuff or anything like that. I was looking at things with theatrical releases that had an international theatrical release.
I think they could make a good Metroid or Zelda movie, but I don't think Nintendo will let them, because Nintendo let them make Super Mario Brothers, and they said, fuck that, never again.
Well, here's the thing.
Now,
like,
it's all
I
Pokemon all the time.
You could make a good Super Mario Brothers movie now.
But that wasn't it.
Right. Like if you think about the Lego movie, like, if someone said, oh, they're making a Lego movie, you'd be like, oh, really? But it's doing really well.
Oh, so. No, I had an even stronger reaction than that. My wife and I had gone to see something. We're walking out. I turn around. I see a poster. It was like, they're making a Lego movie. She's like, oh, yeah, you know, they've made all those Lego video games. Like, they're making a Lego fucking movie, and apparently Lego Batman is in it. No. No. They're just, it's going to be some cheap-ass piece of shit. It's coming out in fucking February? God, no. Like, this is just going to be the worst. Like, it's cold outside. Let's take the kids to a movie so we don't have to take them to the fucking park and then sleep through it. Goddamn piece of shit. Pawned off on us. And it's got, like, 96% fresh or some shit like that on Rotten Tomatoes.
Andy has strong feelings about things.
Andy does. Andy likes to prejudge things.
He feels deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Noah fucks.
Yep. I feel all the way to back of your throat.
Alrighty. Wrapping it up.
Which, if Noah's going to be in the back of your throat, you should wrap it up too.
So, Andy, how was your week?
Yeah, it was kind of stressful. I mean, you know, for being in a place where I was warm and I was dry and there was good food and just like knowing my family could be without power like any minute and I wasn't there with
Fuck
them.
I'm going to watch White Chicks while this is going on.
It was a good day.
I got to say, it was a good day.
Oh, and my wife brought home Big Mouth Bites from Chili's.
What are those?
Little tiny hamburgers.
All right. Remember, never trust a movie based on a video game to be good.
Science proves it out. Tim, how are we doing it?
You're doing it like Andrew, which is one of our listeners who doesn't get nearly enough love. So, Andrew, thanks for all the comments. Top left. All
right.
That was a sincere shout-out.
Yes. This week, I hate it when I'm hitting my brakes because everybody in front of me is hitting black ice, and I look in my rearview mirror and realize the guy in the shitty beater is accelerating.
That's how you do it.
You accelerate into this kid.
Yes. No, you accelerate into the Honda Civic in front of you. That's how you do it. Today was a good day.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast.
You drive a Honda Civic?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were Asian.
Oh. Well, that would be if it was a two-door, Tim.
Do they play that song in the movie?
They did at the very beginning.
Oh, good.
Oh, and Yoshi was in it, too. He was like a little dinosaur, and he did something with his tongue. So there you go.
Now, was it like an orchestrated version of that song, or they just played the song straight from the game?
It sounded a little different, but sounded pretty close to the version of the game.
That's what I meant. Like, did they have an orchestra recorded?
No,
or was it like all electronic?
Yeah,
should have had a full fucking score, and then had John Williams remaster it for you and get it out there.
Yeah.
He loves doing things with Super in the title.
Yep,
they're gonna get right on that.
I don't think they are.
No, he scored super bad. Tim is right.
I wonder if like they could like someone could re-edit Mario Brothers and like make it better.
Yep. Mario Brothers, closing credits.
Mario Brothers, a single card comes up. We decided not to.
It's just someone recorded the final battle between Mario and Bowser from the NES game.
Oh, and guys, I just looked it up. It's a little known fact, but John Williams actually, he didn't write it, but he produced Super Unknown. Soundgarden's fourth album. All right, good night, kids. I killed it.
He's fucking dead and rotting in a box.
Alongside Dana Carvey's career.
Oh,
I'm going to watch that trailer now.
Oh, yeah. If you want to come over, we can have a viewing party on Netflix. Yeah,
right.
Streaming. It's a world of magic, a world of crappy movies that are about guys dressing up in disguises, and it's stupid, and it's dumb, and I wish they hadn't made it, and I want to stab my own eyes out.
Master of Disguise was the worst movie this week. Tune in next week and we'll boringly discuss two more.
Boringly? I think we were fascinating, sir.
Maybe.
Fascinating.
All right. You know what, Tim? I'm forced to agree with you by the fact that you accentuated all those consonants. I'm sorry. By the fact that you accentuated all of those consonants. There we are.